And back at it here on High School Football Weekly. He's Travis Wilson of WISSports.net. I'm Justin Hull.
One of the conferences that has really got a lot of attention this year is the Big Rivers Conference, where it's very competitive. And one of the teams that's right in the thick of things again is defending conference champion Superior. And we're welcomed in by head coach Bob DeMeyer. Coach, appreciate you joining us. You're coming off a conference championship from last year, but you lose a couple guys that were All-State players from last year. Your quarterback Nick Malum, receiver Jake Leibel. Where have you gone to try to fill the production from those guys that have graduated from last season?
Well, we're a little bit different looking offensive team. You know, as you said, we lost those two quality players, and fortunately, we're returning some good quality players as well. But we feel very strongly about Nick Malum being one of the top quarterbacks in the state over the last, you know, in recent history. So to replace a kid like him, it's been a tough task, but. We came into the season. We had two great kids battling for the spot, and we've got a junior that's doing a nice job for us, and the other kid plays on the defensive side. So we'll probably put more emphasis on running the ball, and we've got a handful of kids that can do that pretty well. So we like where we're at. We got a rebound from last week's loss, but we'll get things rolling again here.
Coach, we talked to Joe Labuda from Menominee a little bit earlier this year, and he said that he felt the individual talent level and just the talent level in general in the Big Rivers Conference this year was the best that he's seen in 20-plus years of coaching in the league. Where's your take on where the Big Rivers sits right now?
I would agree with Coach Labuda. You know, he certainly is qualified to make a statement like that. He's been in the conference for longer than any of us, and this is my 10th year now in the Big Rivers, and it's certainly the best that I've seen it. Every Friday night it's a battle, and there's really no, there's not a week to take off by any means. And we're finding out last week that Chippewa, we knew they were going to be much improved, and they certainly are. They can make a run for it in the playoffs. And, you know, a team like Rice Lake, the state runner last year, and Menominee maybe had a down year in terms of, where they've been at recently, but they're certainly back up on top. Now, and Hudson's a perennial powerhouse. We're proud of this conference, and it's a very tough league.
Coach, come playoff time, you guys have bounced around a lot because of a geography. How much of a challenge is that time of the season?
Yeah, that's been, well, you know, we're located way up here. It's been an issue forever. And, you know, years ago we were a team that was in the playoffs, you know, pretty consistently, and that was just something that we accepted. You know, we knew we were going to travel, and in recent times now, we're kind of back, that's our plan each year is to make the playoffs, and we kind of prepare to travel. We were fortunate last year to host two playoff games, and I don't think that's probably not something that's going to happen again. The stars, it's aligned for us, and we were very lucky that happened. But our kids accept it, our community accepts it. We just realized that, you know, being where we're at, and the size school we have, and in terms of proximity of other schools that have the same size school, we just accept the fact that we've got to load the bus and travel, pretty consistently. So our kids do it, and they don't complain about it. They just go out and do it.
Coach, before we let you go, one more question. I want to ask you about your matchup this week against Menominee. What kind of defensive game plan do you try to put together to combat a All-State type running back like Mason Stocky, and then also the big arm and big play capability of Nate Stanley in that passing game?
Well, that's certainly a huge concern. You know, we know the we faced Mason last year, and he was certainly an impact player on both sides of the ball, as he is again this year. And Nate was out of the game last year, and we didn't have to worry as much, at least about their passing game. But they're a team that can line it up and run the ball between the tackles and do a lot of damage, and they're also capable of spreading it out and throwing the ball with a lot of accuracy, and they've got just a lot of weapons. Nate is pretty special quarterback. I don't think they had a complete incompletion last week against Hudson, and they scored on each of their possessions. So we've got our hands full. We've worked real hard this week on just being disciplined and getting more people to the ball, and we had a short week. We had a bomb threat yesterday across the street from our school, so we had to adapt a little bit and do some different things. That might end up being a positive thing. We might have a little fresher legs and got a lot more mental work in. So our kids are ready, and coaching staff is ready, and we're excited to play at home.
Superior taking on Menominee this week. Head coach Bob DeMeyer with us. Coach, appreciate it and hope we can do it again down the road.
Thank you for having me, guys. Take care.
And Travis, we mentioned this last week with the Big Rivers Conference. I think we're going to see game of the week caliber games each and every week here in that league.
Yeah, we are. We have a couple candidates this week in addition to the Menominee at Superior game that we talked about with Coach DeMeyer. Rice Lake travels to Hudson in another Big Rivers game. Hudson is the best winless team in the state. They're sitting there at 0-3, but have played one of the league or one of the state's best schedules thus far. Rice Lake leads the state in scoring 60 points per game. And they do it mostly on the ground with an outstanding rushing attack. You also have a nice crosstown rivalry, part of a big rivalry week in general in the state of Wisconsin, as Eau Claire Memorial faces off with Eau Claire North. Both teams are better than what their records indicate, and they're kind of jockeying for position in that conference as well. A little bit farther south, Black River Falls takes on Arcadia in a battle for contendership and leadership in the Cooley Conference. Both teams come in undefeated. It's going to be the speed and athleticism of Arcadia against the size and strength of Black River Falls.
One more segment to go before we get out of here, and it's week 5 of the high school season. He's Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull. More on the way. This is High School Football Weekly.
Wisports.net is your home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin, with news, data, and information you won't find anywhere else. Whether you're a casual fan looking for basic information like scores, rosters, stats, and schedules, or you want to go more in-depth with expert analysis, recruiting news, and preview information, we've got you covered. You can also find state rankings, historical information, and past season data going back more than 10 years. Wisports.net, your number one source for high school sports in Wisconsin.
If an individual student athlete or team wins a high school state championship, it's an amazing thing.
And it goes in! It goes in!
It's also just the icing on the cake. That's because young people in Wisconsin who participate in education-based athletics are already winners. Studies show that win or lose, participation helps to impart skills they can use to enjoy greater success in other areas of their lives. School sports teach the benefits of teamwork, the value of self-motivation, and the importance of accountability. They also help to foster stronger work habits and higher levels of self-esteem. In other words, the true value of school sports can't be measured in terms of wins or losses. If an individual or team goes to state, it's an incredible accomplishment. But regardless of the outcome, today's student athletes are already destined to go far. School sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back one final time here. It's High School Football Weekly. He's Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull. Just about to embark here on a week number 5 of the season. And Travis, we've been rolling around the state. Let's start with the Madison area. Take us through some of those matchups you have highlighted for tonight.
Well, some good games once again in the Big 8 Conference, where it's a league that's really jam-packed in the middle. You have 8 of the 10 teams that are either 500 or above, and they play all conference games, so every game counts when it comes to playoff qualification. Madison West at Madison Memorial, a nice crosstown rivalry. Janesville Craig and Madison La Follette, and then Sun Prairie and Middleton. Middleton is the only unbeaten team in the Big 8 at 4-0. Again, the longest played rivalry in state history, Reedsburg and Baraboo, 128th meeting between those two squads. A couple unbeaten matchups in the Capital North, Lakeside Lutheran and Columbus square off, and Lodi and Watertown Luther Prep. And then in the southwest part of the state, for control of the SWAL, Darlington takes on Cuba City. As we look to the Milwaukee schedule this week, my game of the week in the state comes down in that area as Franklin and Oak Creek square off for Southeast Conference supremacy. A heated rivalry down in that area, a couple schools where the kids, you know, have some of the trash talking going a little bit, and it always ends up in an outstanding game. They've met in the playoffs as well a few years. Another big game for Arrowhead, who seems like they're on the list every single week. Arrowhead takes on Maguanago this week. And then also another nice Classic 8 game, Muskego and Catholic Memorial. A crosstown rivalry once again in Brookfield as Brookfield East and Brookfield Central square off. East is undefeated. Central's 3-1. Going to add to that crosstown rivalry with both teams doing very well this season. Hartford and Oconomowoc are meeting up in a Little 10 conference game. Wisconsin Lutheran has been the ruler of that conference the last few years, but they're off to a little bit of a tough start. Hartford and Oconomowoc looking to step in and fill that void and compete towards the top of that league.
Yeah, Slinger's another team there out to a great start as well in the Wisconsin Little 10. Travis, before we let you go, let's go back to last week. Give us a highlight or two from the individual performances.
As we look at some of the bigger performances from last week, it kind of starts with Hayward running back Howie Lucien. He ran for 341 yards on 39 carries with three touchdowns, leads the state in rushing on the season, and had a big performance last week. They needed it as they had a comeback win over Northwestern 40-38. Austin Powell from Sauk Prairie put up 338 yards and four touchdowns. Filling in as an injury replacement, Keontae Shad from Madison East had a big day, 286 yards, three touchdowns through the air, including a touchdown as time expired on the clock to Dale Teagum to give Madison East a nice win over Janesville Craig.
Well, we will be over the halfway point of the regular season when tonight's games come to a close, and we'll be back next week to talk all about it. He's Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is High School Football Weekly.
We asked kids what it took to be a dad. This is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.